discussion is about the interfaith community, you know, different churches working together to help the homeless. And I just want to get your thoughts on the interfaith community. What are your thoughts on the Skid Row and the homeless? What are your thoughts on?
My thoughts is that...
give us your name again.
My name is Jimmy Wilson. And as far as Skid Row and the homeless, you know, my thoughts is that, you know, what it is, I believe that a lot of people, you know, trying to do so much they can that they ain't doing it with Christ Jesus. And what they're doing is they're giving up on themselves, you know, as far as them being out here on the streets and homeless. Because they tie themselves up because they trying to do it itself instead of allowing Jesus Christ to do it, which will you know, cause he said that he died that he may give him life and have more, and give life more abundantly. So what it is that a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they believe in themselves, they have confidence in the flesh, and they ain't allow God to see them, they ain't allow God to strengthen them, they ain't allow God to order their steps, you know, because mm-hmm. I don't believe that it's meant for people to sleep on concrete and tents. I just don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But for their eyes to be open, for the enemy, what they do is, the enemy, he got a lot of people, what he do is, he have them stuck on their own understanding. Mm-hmm. But what God want to do is, God want to line the eyes, but they got to come to Christ Jesus for that help so that they may live a better life.
Okay, we'll come around. Bob, what are your thoughts on the homeless and the Skid Row down here? And how the interfaith community can help and work?
Well, what I've come to in my years of working down here, both as a professional social worker with the county and then as a volunteer, is that some people may be homeless, but the rest of the community doesn't have to be heartless. And so what the value that I find, whether it's in or outside of the interfaith community, is that people do put themselves aside and see service to other people as more important. So I think the beauty of the interfaith community working here is that they learn how to get past their own differences, their own denominations, their own interpretation of what's holy and what's not. And they're here on behalf of their brothers and sisters who happen to be going through this unfortunate period of homelessness. So I enjoy coming down, and it may not sound like fun, but I enjoy seeing the smiles on people's faces when they know that you love them and you care for them and that God blesses them as well as they bless us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Catherine, you just want to have a little quick bite on your thoughts?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think I work with students, and when these students come down here, you know, it's a totally different world. It's something they never even thought they'd see before. And I think when they see the humanity in other people who are in tough situations, they start to see more about how, you know, this world is made up of all different kinds of people, and the world is more blessed because there are so many kinds of people. And I think when they commit to service, when they step outside of themselves, then they are blessed to grow in their faith, to grow in their sense of community, and it really helps them to connect to God or to connect to their higher power. And I think these young people really want a chance to contribute. They want to know about the city, and it's a great way to get connected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then tell us your name again and your thoughts about how the interfaith community can help and serve down here on the Skid Row community.
Well, my name is Teresa Carr, and, you know, I was homeless down here. And I know for a fact that there are resources here, and it breaks my heart to when my husband and I are walking down the street and we see some of them have given up. Some of them have just totally given up. And we pray for them, my husband and I pray for them, that they pick up their mat and walk, you know, because there are resources down here. I went through the union myself, and then I went to the Weingart. And they have resources within those places also. So, and you know, we do have a lot of volunteers that come down around Skid Row. So I think that if people could keep contributing to the resources here, that and maybe we could get people to go out and talk to these people to tell them more about maybe some more street evangelism. Mm-hmm. Something to show them. Maybe if some of us even walked around with before and after pictures to show what where they are and where we were and what they can do.
Okay. Thank you very much. And Gary?
Yes, my name is Gary Carr. You know, as one that's been delivered from this almost 20-some years, you know, the message that I have with Christ when you speak of interfaith, you know, and what the Lord has done, what he does in my life, and that message that would go out into the people here at Skid Row, you know, that one like their own, and to see what God has done in my life. And the thing is the compassion of Christ that's in me, because, you know, I'm thankful because I can relate to the people that's out there and the cry that they have and the fear and the things that they have, you know, they don't know. And the thing is that a lot of them don't know love, you know. So that's why with the love of Christ and a life that's been delivered, you know, from the same place that we go with, that I go with compassion and that love for them, and that starts to turn. You know, it's just like I'm thankful for just when you give a hygiene kit or you give some food, you know, that's the first step, you know, in love, you know, that they start to draw people, you know. And the thing is that a lot of them, that their hearts is so hard. There's so many things that, you know, different stations in life that have happened to people out here, you know. And so, it's, you know, we need the help of the Lord to do it. And speaking of interfaith, you know, and that's what is needed. We need, because what we can't do ourselves, the Lord can. And me being one that he delivered, you know, I know that through that, and here on Skid Row, and many others that God has delivered, you know, with that message, and to go to him with love, and that story of what he's done, and lives will be changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Berlin, you want to say something, even though you're the co-host tomorrow on the radio show?
I just wanted to say today I was mostly taking pictures out on the sidewalk, and I was standing by this one man. He was wrapped in a blanket, and he had a styrofoam plate in his hand. He was eating, and he was just kind of standing there. I don't know if he got a hygiene kit or wanted a hygiene kit or not. But he said, this was his statement, there are still some do-gooders.
Yes, right. See?
Meaning there are still some
people
that's good enough to come down here and care about someone less fortunate.
Yes.
You know, so I thought that was really great. He says, there are still some do-gooders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is.
Okay, thank you very much. We're down here at the Church of the Nazarene every fourth Sunday at 2 o'clock. An interfaith community, pass out hygiene kits. We're coming up to the winter hygiene kits where we'll be passing out gloves and hats and other needs down here, and socks and other hygiene kits. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.